25 minutes until our first final at the Tokyo Aquatic Centre, the men's 800 metres freestyle with Jack McLaughlin, the Australian, in action there. Straight after that, our man Zach Stubbledy-Cook in the 200 breaststroke final. I need to get your multi back out there, Maggie. Okay, for those looking for a multi today from the pool, from the missile himself, 800 metres free, look for Roman Chuck.
Correct.
Tip that into the 200 breast, Zach Stubbledy-Cook. Roll that into the 200 back with the Russian Rylov, and then finish it off with the women's 4x200 metres freestyle. He's got some redemption on his mind today, James Magnusson, after steering us down the wrong path yesterday because you went semi-finals.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster for me, to be honest, Matt. Day one, killing it. Yesterday, ended up in the red. Get me back in the green today.
Let's get over to Tokyo. Ryan Daniels from Seven has been doing a terrific job throughout their coverage and has given us some time this morning. G'day, Ryan.
G'day, guys. How are we going back there?
Well, we're going good. You probably heard that waffle there. We're trying to find some winners on the betting. So Maggie's not only focused on the 100 free today and seeing if Kyle can do it again, but he's furiously trying to find us some money as well. Where do we find you today, Ryan?
You will find me at the archery pretty soon. I'm just about to head off there, which I think I'm keeping count. I reckon this is my eighth sport, which is I'm trying to get to as many as I possibly can. So I'm doing a pretty good job so far. I was at the rowing yesterday for that flurry of medals in that hour of power down there. It was fantastic. So the vibe from all the Aussies around, there's not a lot of us here, obviously. There's obviously the rowing team and then a couple of media staff there for the Olympics and then very, very small Australian media contingent. So there would have maybe been 25 Aussies in that entire area and we're all going mad. So it was fantastic to just be a small part of, and two golds, two bronze, as I said, in the space of an hour, it was pretty special.
I tell you what was cool too, and we saw it on the Seven coverage and on Seven News last night, when the women's four were being interviewed, I think it was Lucy and Rosemary, so there was just two of the girls being interviewed by Seven down there alongside the rowing near the finish line, and the women's quad sculls team came along and got bronze in that last of the finals. So the two girls turned around and just went nuts. So we had four in the boat and the quad sculls going nuts, and the two who've already got the gold going nuts too. It was a great moment.
Yeah, that was me doing the interview. Yeah. I was watching the girls coming up in the sculls, and they were basically last. And so I was trying to keep one eye on them and one eye on the interview. And then as it was getting close to the finish line, they started just coming out of nowhere. They surged right into third. And I thought, geez, I've got to say something here because they're going to get bronze and the girls are going to miss it. So they turned around. They saw it at the exact right moment. It was really special. And without a big crowd here, like, you can really hear the voices that are cheering for you. I think that's one of the sort of little silver linings. So they were just so happy. It was a really pure moment.
That was a really cool moment. I think for the swimming team, we always keep a bit of an eye on the rowing team. Do you know if the rowers have been drawing any inspiration from the likes of Ariane and Kaylee McEwen so far this week?
Oh, definitely. I think so. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that a lot of our medals have been from the water in some capacity. It really has been pretty. I think I said yesterday or the day before when I spoke to you guys, Ariane Titmus, that moment, I think, is the kickstarter for our campaign. And we've had a really strong couple of days. It promises to be another, hopefully, fingers crossed, another strong day today. And it all comes from that one moment. Because if it goes the other way and, you know, she doesn't win that race, you know, I'm not saying that those events don't happen yesterday, but it does give you that, maybe it's just 1%, but in the Olympics, 1% can be worth just everything. It can be the difference between a medal or no medal or gold and silver. So yeah, I definitely think that had an impact.
Good on you, mate. Have fun at the archery today. So what are you up to, eight sports? What's your target?
If I can get double digits, I'll be happy. And I, at the moment, my plan has basketball tomorrow night and then diving and I think beach volleyball's in there somewhere and maybe some boxing. So we're heading for maybe 12, 13 and more medals would be good. I've got four. I'm counting those four rowing medals as my own. So,
very well played.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Mate, you're doing a PB, no question. We'll catch up again throughout the course of the games. Good on you, Ryan. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Ryan Daniels there from Seven. He's the man about town, and that's one of the great things when you're covering a games and you do have the ability to move around and get to other sports. I mean, I love my swimming, so base me at the swimming all day, any day. Thanks very much. But when you can have the ability to get around, you just realise how cool an Olympic Games is. You know, I had an amazing time at the cycling in Sydney 2000. And I was telling you yesterday off air where I met our Prime Minister at the time afterwards, Johnny Howard, and stopped him for a quick interview. Think he'd had a long night, little Johnny. And Mrs. Howard wasn't too happy that I was taking up the time.